This week on football, Konate steals a fan's hat and throws it.
Mourinho's sent off again.
Maidstone shocks Stevenage to reach the FA Cup fourth round.
Anthony Gordon offers his shirt in the Tyne Wear Derby.
And Thomas Frank forgets where he came from.
Oh yeah, I said it yesterday. I simply don't understand why we have a replay. Don't understand.
Speaking wisdom into my mind. Tell me stories of all that are great. Cherish these days before it's too late.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back. We are back. And as you can see, I am joined with my co-host. It's Gareth Baker, everyone.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
He's back.
I'm still alive.
He's back. What have we got coming up in the show?
I don't know.
I haven't told you. That's why. Coming up in this week's episode, we have got a Two Lies and a Truth. We have got a twat list as well, courtesy of Gareth Baker. We are going to be discussing our predictions for the rest of the season because it's the halfway point. We've also got a little chomp feature to do as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've had people on strings. My favourite so far, although you've had Arsenal on strings, you've had so many people on strings, is the Nunes one. Because I've been saying this for a while, Liverpool fans romanticise Nunes on a level that is almost... I don't know why.
It winds me up. It's weird.
I don't know. They genuinely fancy it. They think he's a good footballer because he's attractive at this stage.
Is he attractive?
I think so, yeah. He's got, you know, that nice sweeping
face.
Hair. He's got a face that isn't...
Okay. I hate the way he looks.
Sick toad. Really?
Yeah,
I think he's quite an attractive bloke.
He winds me up.
I think Liverpool fans have a thing of overly romanticising their players. But yeah, you absolutely had them.
But Nunes is the one that, for me, is like, I've not seen anyone talk about Nunes, another player like they do about Nunes. Before it even started, they were like saying he's the best player in the world.
Which is because he's got that pace. And like what he's lightning showed quick. In the Portuguese league was insane. And you've seen glimpses.
Yeah.
But I would argue the glimpses of great like talent that he's shown is so far outweighed by ridiculous things.
Just
he's a meme.
Yeah.
At this stage, he's a meme.
But this is what I meant. If he went to Man United and he was like, oh, he's a United player, he wouldn't have had the chances that he's getting now. So he'd have, a tenth of the chances. He'd miss half of them. He'd be laughed out of United.
He would not survive United.
He gets a shot.
No chance, yeah.
Anyway, that's Nunes. I've actually quite enjoyed it because a lot of the Liverpool fans are now switching and they don't like Nunes.
There isn't a better fan base to have on strings than Liverpool fans, though, because they will pay for your livelihood for the rest of your life. Do you see what I mean? Because the videos will keep getting traction because Liverpool fans will always buy.
Now, I'm glad you said that because that is relating to the chomp that you got to do
so
later.
So I get to chomp Liverpool fans?
Yes.
Fucking
that's the plan. Buzz that's
it.
Coming up later. To start the show, though, I have got a football guessing game and I've called it, which is a really, really creative title, the Football Guessing Scale.
Is it me?
It's me.
I've got to guess.
You've got to guess what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So basically how this game works, and this is the first time you're actually hearing this.
Sure.
I think of a footballer. Mm. That footballer is in my head. You've then got to say words. You've got to say words, and from those words, I am going to give you a score out of 100.
I'm confused.
So.
Just do it.
For example, if I'm thinking of, I don't know, Darwin Nunes, and you say Liverpool, 85.
You're saying how close I am based on a sprite.
Yeah. Okay, and then you've got to figure it out in your head, and at the end of the show, I'm going to reveal it, but you've got to guess which footballer I'm thinking of.
Sorry it took me long to get there. We did establish in episode 49 that I am actually autistic. So
we did, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I am going to be insanely confused doing this, but you couldn't have picked a better person.
And if it goes on too long, we will just cut and then we'll go
on.
I'll
never do another episode ever again. I won't be allowed back.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to think of a footballer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. That footballer is in my head now, and now you have to say some words, and I will give you...
Is he Belgian?
You don't... It's not necessarily you ask me questions.
I've already fucked up.
You might say Belgium.
I've already fucked up.
You might say Belgium, and I'll go...
Carrots.
Carrots. Zero.
Okay. Imagine if he was 90.
You said carrots. 99.
Okay.
It was Tim Carrots. He used to play for Bolton.
England.
15.
Okay. Striker.
15.
Fuck. Okay. Premier League.
76.
How can you be only 76 Premier League? As in, he played in the Premier League.
I think that's what you got to deduce from the 76 score.
Okay. Liverpool.
15. 14.
This is fucking ridiculous, this game is.
14 and a half.
Okay. Played in the World Cup.
50. Yeah.
Okay. So he obviously hasn't won the World Cup if it's only 50.
50.
Is he European?
Zero.
Oh my God. Brazilian? Zero. Okay. Is he a defender?
Zero.
Is he a goalkeeper?
Zero.
Is he a midfielder?
75.
It can't be. Oh, so he's 75 midfielder, 15 striker. She's an attacking midfielder.
You could deduce that from what I've said, yeah.
Ah.
But try to use just words as like statements.
What do you mean? I have been.
Like carrot.
Okay. Potato.
One.
Squirrels.
Three.
What do you mean? Where are you getting these numbers from?
You have to figure it out.
Is there a system?
Kind of.
So squirrel was actually
higher than
three
potatoes.
Than a potato.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
One.
Trees.
Ooh, 11.
I don't get this. Leather.
18?
I've never... This is worse than the twat list. Is this you... Getting back at me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sofas.
Two.
Right, so he's 15 striker, 75
midfielder. Who are you thinking?
Midfielder.
Is there a player coming
No
to
one,
your,
absolutely.
Is there a player in your head think, where
that's
you go?
That's what I'm summarising. So 75 midfielder, 15 striker, mm-hmm. 13 squirrel.
So you might say some other things like...
Heskey.
Ooh. 42.
So is he a big, fat striker?
Zero.
I don't know what to do. Coutinho.
26.
Rodri. He's Brazilian.
One. Rodri.
Bruno Fernandes. Or was it Fernandes?
10.
Manchester United.
3.
I don't like this. I don't know where to go.
I
feel like I'm stuck in a box with a
I would say, like, you might say
it.
Countries. You might say...
Okay, Argentina.
Zero.
Africa.
78.
Right, so he's definitely an African midfielder. Yaya Toure.
Ooh, 53.
How can you be 53, Yaya Toure? Colo Toure.
41. 41.
So, Ivory Coast. Drogba.
20.
I'm so frustrated.
You're getting closer.
I'm really
What have you
frustrated.
Deduced? It could
Samuel
be an African.
Eto'o.
21.
Okay, so he is an African.
He's played in the Premier League, obviously.
In
that.
The Premier League. N'Golo Kante is French. I nearly said that. That's really racist.
There's people watching this that have got this. That's, I think at this point, I think there's people who are
it's
listening.
It's because they're blessed with being able to pause, whereas I'm in... this situation.
I'm going to give you five more questions before we move on.
Okay.
Five more statements.
So
use words. Give me words. Squirrel okay. was a good one. It wasn't it, but
Mop.
73.
N'Golo Kanté.
He's African. He's French. He's not African.
Yeah, but he came from Africa originally.
And what's Mop got to do with Kanté?
Because our episode where we said we'd like to have N'Golo Kanté mopping.
We said sweeping.
Sweeping, shit. Okay.
What
pineapples.
A great podcast.
What do you mean?
48.
Paul Pogba.
It's French. You got three more.
I've been really racist here, and mm-hmm.
You're naming black players.
Yeah, I know. I'm really sorry. It wasn't intentional.
Pressure. Pressure makes you racist. Yeah,
Morocco.
Seven.
Oh, I thought we were Amrabat then.
Two more.
Fuck. Okay.
You don't
Cameroon. I've got one more after this.
12.
I've got one more question one to more. Ask.
As people, you guys.
Does he play in the African Cup of Nations?
50.
Mohamed Salah.
It's not. Now, I'm going to let you stew on that and everyone else stew on that.
No, I have to know.
And I'm going to reveal the answer at the end of the show. No. Right. Okay, so another thing that always spins Baker's head is two lies and a truth. I've got three stories, three crazy stories from the world of football.
Okay.
These stories, two of them I've made up, one of them is true. Baker, you and the audience have to guess what story is the true story.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. Do I still guess? Like the olden days? Do I give my opinion?
Yeah. Okay, and if you feel like you know, then great. Okay, story number one. A leak from Liverpool's medical team has confirmed suspicions that club doctors had been diagnosing players with asthma to mask PEDs.
What's a PED?
Performance enhancing drug.
Okay.
Story number one. Story number two, a taxi driver has claimed Manuel Neuer is a cheapskate after spending 400 euros in fuel driving 120 kilometres to return the German goalkeeper's forgotten wallet. The wallet contained $800 and Manuel Neuer rewarded the taxi driver with a signed shirt. Oh. Or is it story number three? 16-year-old dart sensation Luke Littler has confirmed he spent 50 grand of his £200,000 winnings for reaching the final last week on FIFA points.
I knew you were going to say FIFA points.
There's three stories. What are you thinking?
First and foremost, I cannot believe that we are now at a stage in our lives where elite athletes, I say athletes, darts isn't athletes.
Don't count, does it?
No, really. But elite people in sport, like it's a huge sport, darts, are now people
even bigger now
who have bought FIFA points in their life.
Mm.
I just can't get to grips
there's
with
a
that.
Lot of
do you know how he met his missus?
At school, she was a
pro
teacher.
Clubs.
Yeah, I heard that.
He met his missus on pro clubs. I don't think this is going to sound bad. I think if a girl, I'd have the ick. I couldn't.
If she was on pro clubs?
Yeah.
She was playing like right wing.
Screaming right wing. Like
she was having a go at you for not passing.
If my bird couldn't put a cross in on pro clubs, I'd get the ick. And I think that's fair.
I think I'd get the ick if she was good rather than bad. If she was better than me.
Yeah, I would.
She was like carrying
so
the team.
Toxic
and then,
of us. Like proper toxic, but it is what it is. Then, I'm thinking the third one.
It's got Luke Littler. We've got the taxi driver for Manuel.
I think
Neuer.
The third one isn't true. I think he's now got people around him, a team, and I don't think they wouldn't have let him spend 50. I bet he spent about a grand.
But you don't think you think 50 is too much?
I think he spent more likely to spend 50 grand on vapes than FIFA points.
Does like vapes?
He does like a vape.
Okay, so you're ruling out the third one.
Do you know what? I'm leaning towards the Manuel Neuer one. Oh, and the only reason so is because I feel like I would have seen the Liverpool one in the news. Premier League news is forced down our throats,
yep,
you know.
True.
Talk sport, everything, like notifications. Whereas I don't really get much German news coming through to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just picking the one that sounds, I don't know, I can imagine that. I would, and also I think a signed shirt goes a long way. That's got to be a few hundred quid.
Yeah, but surely. I mean, this taxi driver says he spent 400 in fuel and there was 800 in the wallet. He could have took the wallet.
But did he tell Manuel that? Did he make him aware? Did he was like, I spent it, and then he would give him free signed shirts?
I don't know.
I think it's.
I think you're. I think you're thinking along the right lines, though. I like what you're thinking.
I also remember when Two Lies and the Truth used to be primarily about rats.
And I was so close to putting a rat in this. I was so close to putting a rat in this.
You've grown up.
I know.
You have grown up.
I've come a long way.
These used to be much more obscene. But yeah, I'm going to go with story two, and I'm guessing I have to find out
at the end of the show. Correct. What's up next?
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me.
Twat list.
Oh, it's the twat list. Okay, so the twat list is everyone who's watching's favourite feature. As I've said before, it was actually once not voted by the New York Times as the best podcast feature of all time.
Sure.
Really good accolade for us. And I know you really struggle with it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I get to do this to you now after you...
After me putting you under pressure.
Really I also sympathise with you now, because I felt what you used to feel, and it's that feeling of like sheer helplessness and anger.
And there's pressure.
And
there's people watching.
I wanted to leave at one point.
Yeah.
When you said squirrels were 13, I wanted to leave. I'm done. But yeah, the Twat List, for anyone who doesn't know, is a cryptic clue quiz game where I will pick someone from the world of football who I think is a twat. You get three cryptic clues and they all make up parts of this person's name. Not necessarily kind of in order. Okay?
Yeah.
So,
and basically, in my head, I listen to the clues and then I go, think of a player. Bang,
no, but
and I guess what?
I think this is really achievable.
I'm actually better off guessing now as opposed to after hearing the clues. Timo Werner. If I got that straight off the bat.
And our next feature is, no. So clue number one, this makes up the first name, is now that is the sexiest fox I've ever seen. Now that is the sexiest fox I have ever seen. Okay?
Okay.
And then clue number two is, gee whiz, Tupac, you're certainly good at that.
Okay.
Gee whiz, Tupac. You're certainly good at that. And clue number three is, this is Andy Pipkin from Little Britain's famous catchphrase. So very quickly, clue number one was, now that is the sexiest fox I've ever seen. So obviously our listeners right now, I can see you're thinking, really think, like, what's a sexy fox? What are you thinking?
Megan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've already got it now, haven't you?
Yes, but I hadn't until just then.
Yeah.
Literally up until that point.
Yeah.
Don't go through anything else.
Do you not think?
No.
We're leaving that to the end as well.
Don't ask me anything else. Go through the clues again, but don't
ask
me.
Right, okay. So clue number one, obviously we'll reveal it. Now that is the sexiest fox I've ever seen. That is Megan Fox, who is a very sexy fox. Like, that made me sound like an 80-year-old man.
Did.
But yeah, Megan Fox. So that's clue number one.
Threw up in
clue number two. Yeah, nearly did, yeah. Is gee whiz, Tupac, you're certainly good at that. We're gonna, do you know what? People, we're just gonna decipher for them now. So, what is clue number two?
I think it's rapping.
Okay, nice.
Tupac.
But
I don't know why the gee whiz came.
You're wrong, but you're right at the same.
Oh, okay.
But that also could work.
Okay. Rap.
I just realized that could have worked. Rapping could have worked.
Yeah.
And clue number three, Andy Pipkin's famous catchphrase.
Is that the guy in the
Little Britain,
wheelchair?
In the wheelchair, yeah. He's like,
don't like it.
Oh, he's like, well, that one.
Well, that one.
But it's not that one.
Oh, what is it then?
It's like, Andy, what are you doing? You can't have that, Andy.
I know.
Yeah, so it's Megan. Gee whiz, Tupac, you're certainly good at that. Rap. Clue number three, I know.
That's
my twat this week.
Megan Rapinoe. I think we should do it just with the flag halfway down for the rest of it.
It looks like we're on a team's call. And I'm coming from goalpost headquarters.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yeah.
And you're just in some random room.
Okay.
I'm going to put it back up.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll last what?
I mean, it lasts for your podcast.
I know, so you being here, I think.
It just doesn't want to work for me.
Yeah, adhesives are less strong when you're here. We're a really professional outfit, you see.
I've been called worse.
So that was Twat List.
Yeah, so
Megan Rapinoe.
I'm shocked that Megan Rapinoe hasn't been in our Twat List ever.
Oh, she not?
We've done 60 episodes. And
yeah, she definitely should be.
I would argue she's...
I hate that woman.
If we were to collate all the people in my twat list, Piers Morgan, Dele Alli, all these people are in there. Obviously, Dele Alli's kind of redeemed himself now.
Why? Because he got touched when he was a child?
Yeah, like, I think if you get touched as a kid, like, you know, it feels sorry for you now.
Okay.
Whereas before, I thought he was
just a petulant
fucking...
when you said that, I defended Dele Alli.
Yeah, but he was going through what I now feel bad, a tough stage of acting out and everything.
Yeah.
And at that point, it just looked like he was a petulant child.
Had everything given to him.
But in reality, he'd gone through shit.
Yeah.
So, actually, I'm going to take him out the twat list.
Oh,
Dele Alli,
he'll be buzzing with that.
You're out.
That might cure his crippling depression from being touched as a child.
He's been writing in every week.
Has he?
Asking to be taken out. Wow. But yeah, I would, if I was to clear everyone in the twat list, by the way, imagine being stuck in that room. I would honestly top myself.
Megan Rapinoe would be the one that
she's the edge. She's the king. Well, the queen, yeah. I guess, of it.
I hate that woman.
I hate her so much. And it's obviously recently she's come out.
Would you kick her if you could see?
I'd kick her so hard.
But like, if you saw her, I'd love to get away with it.
You know when like someone's walking in front of you and just hit their ankles?
Did I ever tell you about in school, one of my most embarrassing moments, yeah. I was walking behind a girl who I thought was the girl I sit next to in science. So I was just like walking behind her. I used to have good fun with her.
Yeah.
So I thought it was Vicky, right?
Yeah.
So Vicky's walking in front of me and I just clip her heels. Vicky stacks it. Oh, absolutely mate. Stacks it. Gets up, turns around. It ain't Vicky. It's some random year seven I've just booted. Starts crying in front of me, flat out just crying. Oh, why are you doing that? I don't know why. What can I say at that point? I'm
you
sorry.
Fancy year sevens?
I just kicked a year seven down to the floor.
But I would love to do that to Megan Rapinoe.
That would be good
fun. She came out this week and said that she hated playing for the United States because it felt like a job. And it does my head in.
It is a job.
You are lucky enough to be paid what you were at the standard of football that you could play.
Correct.
And you've come out and said that, you know, when you took the knee at the anthem, you felt disrespected. It's like, well, you play for a country where some people don't like that and some people like that. You have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. She's a cunt.
Yeah.
She's on the cunt list.
Agreed.
She's on the cunt list.
If you ever create one, she's the first name on there.
Yeah, and the only one. Don't like her. We don't like
her. She's there. And then Hitler is like second.
They're not like, even above. Yeah, they're having dinner with each other. Crazy. In the cunt list headquarters. But yeah, there you go. There's the twat. That was the cunt list.
Okay, so we are going to do some halfway predictions. Sure. We're 20 games into the Premier League season. We're about halfway for all the other leagues as well.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not go through what you think and what I think is going to happen at the end of the season.
Sure.
Some just basic ones. So the first one I've got on here is Premier League winner. Who do you think is going to win the Premier League?
This has been the best Premier League in a while, I think. I think it's a lot more open. I think it's finally got to the stage now where the investment from the TV revenue is starting to show, like, teams like Aston Villa can compete now. Yeah. You know, like, even Wolves, like, they're thereabouts. Like, they were struggling at the start. But, yeah, I think it's a lot more open. Like, Villa this season have been so good to watch. They've been
amazing.
Yeah, they're just, like, you never know what's going to happen in the games. No. Like, they're always high-scoring games. The winner, like, do you know what? I'm going to say Arsenal. I do generally think Arsenal win. The only reason why is because I think Man City, if they do keep all their players fit, I know they have strength and depth, but they have a couple of players where if they're out, they don't tick as well. Like Rodri.
Yeah, Rodri out, and then they struggle. Yeah.
Like, obviously, Foden is unbelievable, but I think if
they've just got De Bruyne back. He's just come back.
De Bruyne has come back as well, yeah. And they struggled without him. They did struggle. Mm. But yeah, I can see Arsenal winning it.
I think Arsenal win it. I begrudgingly will say Liverpool. I think Liverpool win it.
Oh, I really don't want them to.
I just think Arsenal haven't got a striker, and I think that's their biggest problem. And I don't see, I can't remember a title winning team that didn't have a striker who was top of their game that season.
Liverpool don't either.
I think Salah will get the goals for them.
Yeah,
I think he's their version of
it. I'd honestly say Saka could get those goals as well. I think I know he's not.
I don't
on the level
think Saka
Salah,
can
obviously.
Do 25 goals in a season. I think Saka can do maybe 15 at an unbelievable season, maybe 20. But I think Salah will do 25 in his sleep.
Oh no, Salah's unbelievable, man! But yeah,
Championship winner.
I mean, it's Leicester.
It's done, isn't it? 10 points clear.
It's. I mean, I get it. Parachute payments are a good thing for football. It stops teams from going down the leagues like Leeds did back in the day, for instance. Portsmouth did, but they are honestly. They've got so many players who I would argue, like when I done my top five of the championship, I purposely only allowed one Leicester in because the top five would arguably be Leicester players.
Yeah.
Dewsbury Hall has been insane.
Yeah. Even Harry Winks, I know he gets a lot of shit, but he's been way above
the whole team
championship
is class,
level.
But they are, Wilfred it is Didi. A Premier League team in the championship. Yeah. Like,
And they're 10 points clear. I don't think Ipswich will catch them at this point. And it would be amazing if they did though.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. Champions League winner.
Do you know what? I don't know.
I'm saying Real Madrid. And I'm saying Real Madrid purely because of Jude Bellingham. I think he'll drag them through.
I'm going Real Madrid as well.
You're going Real
it's
Madrid.
It's boring, but yeah, it's the first thing that came to my mind, so I'm going to go with that.
I don't think any other teams are strong enough. I think City won't go all the way this season. I just feel like there'll be it's always a different team. It's usually a different team, apart from when Real Madrid won back-to-back.
Yeah. Barring if they don't face each other in the build-up, I would love to see a City-Real Madrid final. I think it would be quite open.
I just hate watching City play, but they are fantastic. But I don't know. I just think there's something about the Bellingham story where I don't see the Bellingham story being just winning a league.
Do you know what's mad though? Like, people romanticise Bellingham, and I am a big fan of Bellingham before anyone like says I'm not. Like, but his season in the Championship was overly romanticised. He wasn't. The glimpses were insane. Obviously, I saw some highlights, and I remember at the time being like, "Fucking hell, this guy's insane."
But he was 16. He was playing.
Yeah, but obviously, like a 16. But like, what I'm saying is, some people say, like, I've seen tweets saying he tore up the Championship. He didn't tear it up. It was the same as, I know it's only one I can think of right now, when Aaron Ramsey was 16 in the Championship.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron Ramsey probably had like 2 good games out of 12, but those 2 games at 16, you're like, holy shit, how is this 16-year-old doing that?
Tearing up the Championship is what Alexander Mitrovic did.
That's tearing up the Championship. Yeah, I think Bellingham got like 2 goals and like 2 assists. But
he didn't even tear it up at Dortmund until the last season.
Yeah. That's insane.
But at this point, he's tearing up La Liga. And
he's fucking insane,
mate.
He's
unbelievable.
He's unbelievable.
Premier League top scorer.
I'm going to go with Salah. It's boring, but I think it's...
You don't think Haaland will beat him?
I think it'll be Salah this season,
A fit Haaland comes back, and they're both on 14 at the moment.
I don't know. I think...
Son's on 12. Dom Solanke's on 12.
I don't think Son's going to be a top scorer, because I think most of his goals have come from single games where he's had a hat trick. So I mean, he hasn't scored.
Has he scored a hat trick this season?
Yeah, I've got him in my fantasy team, mate. I think he scored 2, because he tore up for those 2 weeks for me. But I just think Salah is like, I think he's leaving after this season. Yeah. And I think he's going to really push it this year. But obviously, what do you think, Haaland?
Yeah. I think if Haaland's fit...
It's only because he's been injured for those few games.
If Haaland's fit, he's missed, what, like 5 or 6 games, and he's still top goal scorer.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Cardiff, where do they finish?
I'm going to go... Like, obviously, Errol Bullitt's come in. We've actually got a system now. We didn't have an identity for years. Bullitt's come in now. Like, he was a Fenerbahce manager. A huge club. You know, tens of millions of followers on...
Careful what you say.
Yeah, I know. I actually got this when I was in Turkey, and the amount of looks I had when a guy...
Why did you go to Turkey?
Oh, no reason.
is this an advert for the place you went to?
Yeah. I got my teeth done.
Yeah.
But, like Buller is, you know, he's put a system in place. And
who's your best player? Who's Cardiff City's best player right now?
I mean, obviously Aaron Ramsey is, but he's been injured, Jock.
Yeah.
But I'd probably say
for someone who doesn't
watch
NG. Yeah, I've heard a lot of really good things about him.
Perry NG's a Premier League player. He 100% should be in the Premier League. He's got the pace to play in the Premier League. He's a set piece taker. He can play centre midfield. Mm. He can play right back. He can play centre
loves
back.
To tackle.
He's versatile. Loves tackle. He scores goals. He gets assists. So
where do they finish? Where do Cardiff finish this season?
I'm going to say 10th. We have been there or thereabouts at the
playoffs.
You're
10th currently?
Yeah, I think
you're not good enough for the playoffs.
I don't think so. I'm only going on right now. Like, Vincent Tan has pledged money. The rumours are true and we're going to get Kiefer Moore, David
that'd
Brooks
be amazing.
On loan.
Oh, that'd
I
be
think
incredible.
We're in the playoffs, full stop.
Yeah,
like,
I think 100%. They would.
Because we just don't have a striker. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10th.
I'd probably say 10th as well. I don't see you getting...
Yeah. What about Man United? Do you think they're finishing?
Man United, I think 6th.
Yeah?
I'd love to say top 4, but I just think we are... I've said this a couple of times. I think we're the worst side in the league. I think we're the worst
team. You're the worst to watch.
We're the worst team in the league.
The only reason
we're not bottom is because there are players of quality that have come up in moments. The Garnacho goal, a couple of Garnacho goals, and just like freak where we've just scored first and then just managed to see it out. I think Old Trafford helped as well. So a lot of games that, like that Villa game, we would have been done and dusted anywhere else, but Old Trafford carried them over the line. Freak games like Scott McTominay scoring twice in the last minute. I think we're the worst team in the Premier League.
I mean, I obviously my brother and dad are massive Man United fans, so I do find myself in a pub now and again watching United. Mm. Insanely bored.
Oh, it's the worst.
I can't, there's just, again,
who's
there's
the best
system.
Team to watch in the league?
I think at the moment, I love Angie's Tottenham. Yeah. Or Villa. have been weirdly, I really like watching Wolves.
Yeah, I really Gary O'Neill's a genius, man.
Gary Neville?
Gary O'Neill.
Oh, I was going to fucking say that.
I thought Wolves were going to get relegated. I thought it was going to be a bottom three of the Premier clubs, but I thought they'd be close.
My mate's a Wolves fan. I was making fun of him at the start of the season. Mm. Like, you're 100% going down. Like that
Huang Yi-chan.
Chan is insane. He's in my draft team. Gives me so many points.
He's class.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. But yeah, I would say Villa. They'd be my favourite to watch. Yeah, definitely.
And lastly, Euro 2024 is this summer. Mm. Who wins it for you?
I'm going to go... do you know what? I'm going to go France. I know it's boring. I just can't look past them.
And I don't really think they're that good, but they've got Mbappe. I think that's the...
I think they've just got a system. Like, they play as a team really well. They've got goal scorers everywhere. They've got pace everywhere. They've got great midfielders, great defence, great goal. Like, there's not a weakness in their team. I can't see a weakness. And the first thing that came to my mind, and it has been for the last international tournaments, was England. Hmm. But the only reason I'm not saying England is I personally feel Gareth Southgate doesn't have in him to win an international tournament.
I don't think
he has.
Because he's lost in a final now, I think he does have it in him. He knows his mistakes.
I think you lost in that final because of how he set that team up.
I think
up.
We lost because England have a natural affliction to failure.
I don't think it's that. I think that went years ago.
He made the wrong substitutions, granted, and I think that arguably cost us. But when we scored so early, we just sat back and defended.
Yeah,
if we hadn't have done that, we'd score too early.
And it's not Harry Kane telling them to defend. It's Gareth Southgate. No. And the buck stops at the manager. Yeah, and I think that affliction to losing went years ago through Southgate coming in. He got rid of that media negativity. Like, obviously, there are still bad eggs. I see it on Twitter, people being Southgate out. It's counterproductive. It's insane.
Oh, it does my head in. Even if you think he's... Don't slate the manager.
Get behind the team.
He's not going anywhere. Yeah. He's going to be the manager. Why be negative?
I don't get that.
How does that help your team?
I get if that's your opinion and you say it behind closed doors.
Yeah. But don't just plaster it. Like, you see Mark Goldbridge every single time England play. He's a fucking
I'd love for
prick.
Him, Mark Goldbridge, if you ever see this, please come on this podcast so I can just shout at you.
I quite like to shout at you as well.
He does my head in, man. Yeah. He does my head in. But yeah, I think...
So you think France, you don't think England. What about Portugal?
No.
1 to 11, I can't see a better side. I think Ronaldo may be his last tournament.
Yeah, I mean,
Fernandes, Bernardo
he's
Silva, Cancelo.
I just think
Ruben
France
Diaz.
And England are better.
I think England. And the reason I think England...
You've said this every year now.
Maybe you should choose someone else. I've said this since I was 6 years old.
Maybe you're the problem.
That's not a bad shout, actually.
Right,
yeah,
I guarantee you right now, you're going to come back to this one day and thank me.
June.
Say France will win the Euros and England will.
England will win the Euros and France won't.
Okay.
And do you know why?
You have only yourself to blame.
For the same reason.
I gave you your shot.
For the same reason, though, that I think Real Madrid will win the Champions League. I think a story always develops in a big tournament and carries them over the line.
Yeah.
England have got world-class players all over the pitch, but Jude Bellingham is that iconic figure that I think he will... I think if he's fit and he's playing at the same level he is now... Mm. Nobody stops us. We've got Harry Kane if he doesn't play well. We've got Bukayo Saka.
There is no doubt your
Grealish.
Team is stacked. Your problem.
Declan Rice.
Has always been your defence, though. But I think it's better now.
I think we're all right. Kyle Walker, one of the best, if not the best right back in the world at the moment.
It is like John Stones,
one of the best centre backs.
Yeah. Whereas before,
Pickford's incredible. And
he wasn't in his best place, and you had Maguire, but Maguire's class for England.
Maguire's been really good this season as well.
There is an
I think. I think it's us. I think it's our year. I sound like a Liverpool fan. Okay, right, we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Two lies and a truth answer. Do you remember the three stories? We had Liverpool.
Okay, we had the Liverpool faking asthma for the, what's it called?
PEDs. Performance enhancing
Manuel
drugs.
Manuel Neuer being a stingy twat. Giving a signed shirt
to the taxi driver.
Spent loads of money.
Yeah.
And the last one was there are squirrels now beating up dogs in the streets.
Luke Litter.
Oh, sorry. Luke
spent
Litter.
50 grand on FIFA
on
points.
FIFA points, yeah.
Which you ruled out. You thought it was going to
it's
be
too much.
Manuel
too much.
Neuer only gave a signed shirt
yeah.
instead of... He had $800, 800 yeah, euros.
I'm calling it. That's garbage.
Okay, the answer is... Manuel Neuer.
See, I know his brain works.
Wow, well done. Matt Monroy did only give, and I say only, but he gave a taxi driver a signed shirt.
Yeah.
As a thank you for returning a wallet with his credit cards and 800 euros in.
How much is, did it say how much a signed shirt is worth though?
I probably wouldn't be much. They're not, they're,
no, like I know, like I know it's a much worse team.
If it was
like,
a match worn,
I've seen like
cup
Wales,
final winning
by flag.
If it was a match worn cup final winning,
yeah,
I think then maybe, but no.
So I think, like, obviously, I remember the Wales Euros, when we went to the semi-final, I saw a kit from that signed by Gareth Bale only go for 200 quid. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's fucking hard, man. You know.
Twatless answer. We've got that. So we've done that. The guessing scale answer. That is the thing you wanted the answer to.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you five more words
to
guess at, and I'm going to give you, out of 100, a score to see if you can narrow it down. Now, what in your head? You've got an African footballer who's played in the Premier League. You know he's a midfielder-ish.
Mate, I don't know.
Five more words, and it can be random words. Just give me random words.
Oh,
or it can be words that you think is going to narrow it down.
I'm back in this.
Five
room.
More.
Okay, chair.
Come on.
Chair.
Two.
Chinese food.
One.
Oh, I hate this. Green.
49.
So, I think this is a player who plays for an African team with a green kit.
Yes.
Is it, don't say Cameroon, because I said Cameroon earlier.
No.
So,
you're
it's
getting,
Nigeria.
You've got three. You've got
and
three.
It's John Obi Mikel.
Oh, come 41. On. 41.
41. Right. And it's a Nigerian midfielder.
Played in the Premier League. You're going somewhere. You've
got
two left.
John Obi Mikel and...
You're just there. You're
is
just
Ndidi
there.
Nigerian?
He is and has played in the Premier League, but I'm going to give... Because John Obi Mikel was 40, I'd say 36 for Ndidi.
How many more Nigerian midfielders have
think
been...
Think of...
JJ Okocha.
He's done it with the last one!
Hammer!
With the last guess. 100. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, stupid fucking flag.
You fucking flag prick. Well, what a way to end the show. Yeah. Are you happy with yourself?
Do you know what?
I really like that game.
I came in clutch there.
You did. You did.
If I didn't get it, I would have gone home really fucking annoyed.
Yeah. Right, so. Sign the show off then, Gareth.
This is Goalpost.
Thank you so much for watching another episode. We're going to be back next week and every Wednesday until the end of the season, so make sure you stay tuned. Gareth will be there. I will be there. We're going to have some cool guests coming up as well, hopefully.
Yeah.
They don't know about it yet, but we're going to ask them.
I really want to get Bevo on. This is a call to arms right now. Bevo, if you're watching this, I really want to witness you swallowing.
Bevo swallows food the same way I swallow when I've got a sore throat.
I find when I'm watching it, I get really uncomfortable.
Why does it make me mad?
Like, I don't know why he does it, but apparently his teeth, he can pull his teeth out. So ever since he told me that, well, not me personally, TikTok, every time I see the food go in his mouth,
you think the
all
teeth
I can imagine is tooth bending, and then he's like this. He goes, it's the way he does this. He goes, yeah.
It's like a snake swallowing
Bevo,
food. But I actually, he's an Arsenal fan, so he loves his football.
Yeah,
so maybe you'll come on.
Look, I'll tell you, Bevo,
we'll come
all
to
about
you.
Turkey teeth. I will give you advice on what you need to do. We'll come to you. I really just want to see you swallow a roasted potato in person.
So we could have any footballer, anyone iconic, and we could speak to anyone that we want, but your first
Bevo.
Choice is Bevo.
I need
you
to see
you said this
swallow.
About, actually, Gareth said this about Bootlegger.
Yeah,
before
then,
we started, the
and then
bootlegger
we done
show.
A podcast, with
and then
bootlegger.
We did a full-on podcast called the Bootlegger Show. This could be the Bevo
I
show.
Want to interview the most in the world is Cal the Dragon and Bevo.
Yeah, Cal the Dragon's number one.
I would do anything. I will imagine both of them on at the same time. It would be sensory overload. You would have Bevo trying to swallow roast potatoes and Cal the Dragon trying to swallow his lips, which is what he does all
he
the time.
He does, yeah.
Autistic.
Thanks for listening. Bevo, if you want to come on,
please, man.
You have a free invite.
Yeah.
We'll come to you, man.
We'll come to you wherever you are.
The future is the Bevo podcast.
But yeah, this is Go
He's
for
the new
Jumpers,
bootlegger.
And this has been another podcast. And bye.
Thanks.
See ya.
So you get the flag. Oh, Father Time, speaking wisdom into my mind. Tell me stories of all that are great.
cherish these days before it's too late.
So we've just finished recording the episode and Gareth has said to me that he doesn't think Salah is even in the top five Premier League players.
Mate, Salah, honestly, you've got Rodri, you've got Ollie Watkins, you've got Haaland, you've got Phil Foden. There are so many. I genuinely I would put
Phil
Salah,
Foden over Salah.
100%. I think Salah's older now. He's not really getting as much goals and assists. He's not as
top goal scorer in the league.
He's not influential for Liverpool anymore. But is he top goal scorer in the league at the end of the season? No, he's no. I think he's my seventh. Genuinely, I mean that.
Tell us what you think.